breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Great to be here. It's great to have Ricky Williams with us as well. Ricky Williams is the owner of R&L Irrigation Services, so we're going to get an update on what's going on with the lawn. Have we had enough rain? That's the first question.
Well, that all depends on where you live on Delmarva. Okay. West Seaford last week had almost 10 inches of rain in certain areas. We had two inches.
Might be a little too much.
A little too much, yeah. We had customers calling in with white powdery mildew. You know, their yards got flooded. They were completely underwater. But guess what? We saved every one of them. And then, of course, this week we had another major rainstorm go through about 2.5 inches. And that's really what is devastating to a yard. You know, I preach to all my customers, never water during the day. Never. You always want to water at 1 o'clock in the morning when it's cool, let the grass dry out before the sun comes up, because when you get these 95, 98 degrees, even sometimes 90 degree days, it causes fungus to grow, okay, whether it's brown spot, pythium, dollar spot.
What happens if you don't do anything about that fungus?
The fungus will keep growing. When you cut the grass, it'll actually spread with the lawnmower, and usually 3 to 4 weeks later, your yard is completely brown. And it's a lot of customers that aren't used to the area, they'll see a little brown spot come in their yard and they think it's a dry spot. So they'll increase their watering, or they might go to twice a day. And that just makes the problem
worse.
That
brown spot could have been a fungus.
It could have been a fungus, yep. And you could have stopped it there with a little bit of spraying. But that's the thing about the summer months. This is what I preach to everybody. You know, when you get these hard, heavy rains during the midday and the sun comes out, you're going to have fungus. Spray immediately. Fungus is really a preventative spray. You want to spray before that happens, okay? Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't always happen. A lot of people don't like to do preventive maintenance. You know, we talk about column walls with, hey, preventive maintenance on a car is always cheaper than repairing it. And it's the same thing with fungus. Get the fungus sprays down before we get these hot conditions. And usually we have to spray every 3 to 4 weeks for fungus. But it's not something that can be stopped. I mean, you can stop it, but once you get it in your yard, you just kind of keep it from spreading.
You also talked about you're getting ready to kill off some lawn, some yards, so that you can do a complete replant. I mean, that's called for in some situations.
Yep, we've got 3 or 4 yards today I'm looking at in Milford, Milton, down here at Rehoboth Beach, where people aren't happy with the grade. They've never had a good-looking yard. They want us to come in and spray it off, kill it, regrade it, and then replant it. Whether you have irrigation or not, fall is always the best time to plant your seed, to get it in, because grass is a winter seed. It germinates in the fall in cool weather where you don't have as much weed pressure. The root systems grow during the wintertime, and that way when the springtime comes, you've got an established root system, and you can get through the hot summer months, because June, July, and August are always the hardest months on an established lawn. Whether it's a new seeding lawn or it's an established lawn, 90 days are always the worst, because we use cool season grasses around here. And cool season grasses like the 75, 85 degree weather. They don't like 95 to 100 degree weather.
Last fall, I threw some grass seed in a little area about, 3 feet by 2 feet. Something was laying, killed off all the grass. So I seeded it. The grass came up over the winter, and it looked really great. Now, here we are, that little patch is all brown, and the rest of the one spot of grass. What did I do wrong, you think?
Well, it could
wrong
have been,
kind of grass?
It could have been the grass seed that you used.
Because I didn't, I should have checked with the professional that I speak with every week. He could have helped me. But I did go to the hardware store and pick up something, because I didn't need to do a lot, right?
Right, exactly. You know, and that's the thing where we go to yards and the homeowner, and that's nothing wrong with what the homeowner does. He goes to the box stores, he buys 10 bags of this grass seed, 10 pounds, I should say, spreads it here, spreads it there. And after 3 or 4 years, you've got 10 or 15 different varieties of grass seed. And some grasses do good in heat, some don't. You know, we've got drought resistant grasses that don't get any fungus whatsoever. And we have some that are a beautiful dark green grass that you cut once a week, once every 2 weeks, but you do have spread for fungus. So in those instances, when we show up and there's 10 different varieties of grass seed, I can't come in and plant a grass seed to think it's going to drown them all out. In those cases, we do have to kill the yard off and start again.
If you want a consistent, one of those lawns that you see in the magazines, the kind of lawns you make for people,
exactly.
That consistent green, high cut,
yep.
Beautiful turf.
It's, and that is where it comes, you use the same person year after year. Okay?
Yeah.
We carry the same grass seed we carried 15 years ago. We have 5 acres where we do test plots at our shop. We're always trying new seeds out, and there's always 3 or 4 seeds over the last 15 or 20 years we've always stuck with and done wonderful.
Well, before we run out of time, that's interesting, the test plots. I like that. Let's give out your phone number, R&L Irrigation Services. Ricky, how do people reach you? Go ahead.
Give us a call at the office at 302-628-3755. That number again is 302-628-3755.
R&L Irrigation Services. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Part of the Livable Lawns program, treating the environment right with the work they do. We'll be back in a minute. It is coming up on News Time at Delaware 105.9.